Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So we are officially in the pre-Tony nomination period. Some 18 shows, more than half of the season's entire output, are opening on Broadway during these next 2 months. All this before the Tony Awards cutoff on April 25th. Not unlike the film industry battling for Oscars before that deadline, theater producers hope for excited ticket buyers, good buzz, not to mention reviews. One way to get folks in those seats, and let's face it, the post-pandemic malaise has not completely evaporated, is big names. And coming up in various productions, as I've mentioned before, are Steve Carell, Jeremy Strong, Rachel McAdams, Michael Imperioli, Eddie Redmayne, and more. Not to mention the music of Alicia Keys, Huey Lewis, and The Who. And so it begins. Meanwhile, Off-Broadway is also abuzz. You know about six on Broadway, yes? Well, now we have five, the parody musical, Off-Off. The former deals with the wives of Henry VIII. Well, five deals with our former president who wants to be king. No hints about who the five are, except one of the clever songs in the show is called A Storm Is Coming. That one is up till at least March 10th. There's also a powerful father-daughter piece at Theater Row called This Is Not a Time of Peace, just opening now. And then there is The Ally by Itamar Moses. He's the man behind Band's Visit. It stars a well-known name from television mostly, that being Josh Radnor. This is 2 hours and 40 minutes of powerful, very current words like anti-Semitism, apartheid, genocide, impacting our college campuses and beyond. The story deals with a Jewish professor who signs a manifesto of sorts and then faces the consequences. Some may consider this less a dramatic play than a political discussion, but I think it succeeds at being both. There are a couple monologues here that are truly remarkable. The whole cast is phenomenal. The Ally takes patience and maybe more tolerance than we are seeing in our lives and on our news, not to mention on our campuses. I just returned from Los Angeles, I might add, where I always try to catch up with shows. The one I caught at the Geffen Playhouse is called Black Cypress Bayou, written by Kristen Adele Calhoun and featuring four excellent actresses. It's a piece about, well, about loyalty, revenge, healing, family secrets, and ancestry. It's not a perfect show, but it ultimately wins you over with humor and warmth. The Geffen is a high-end venue. Wealthy patrons keep it going. So it's nice to know that they are supporting a very different kind of show like this. Now, as for news in the theater world, A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, will play its final performance on Broadway June 30th before launching a national tour. That one will end up in Los Angeles. The musical began previews on November 2nd, 2022, so it's had a good run at the Broadhurst Theater. And Netflix is getting its first Broadway credit as a producer of Patriots, written by Peter Morgan. He's the man behind The Crown and all those shows. The new play is about an oligarch who falls out with a guy named Putin and winds up dead. Sound like yesterday's news? Maybe. Finally, let me mention two new books that I've just devoured. One is called Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, written by Edward Zwick. He's a writer, director behind some of our best TV shows of the past, like 30-something, and many big movies, including Glory, The Last Samurai, Legends of the Fall. He's also a huge stage fan. I was a theater kid in high school, he told me, doing plays with bad English accents. He also ran a theater entity at Harvard. Zwick has worked with every big name, from Denzel to Cruise to Pitt to DiCaprio, and they are all part of this book. My other recommendation is Cocktails with George and Martha. Yep, the characters of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. We learn all about the author of the play, Edward Albee, but mostly we follow the film adaptation directed by then first-timer Mike Nichols. and starring a fairly well-known couple known at the time as the Burtons. My God, what a wild ride that was, and what a wild ride this book is. Anyway, now it's time for me to ride off. Hey, I've got 18 shows to see. See you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.